We talk a lot about confidence. That's certainly a big part of my sign-off each day. Believe in yourself. I just mentioned confidence in terms of talking about the Girl Scouts, their centennial gala tomorrow, and they are all about instilling, developing confidence in girls and young women. I'm so pleased to welcome to the show. She is a professional youth development specialist, and I've invited her onto the show to talk about life skills, to talk about peer pressure, all stems from having or not that inner confidence. I'm so pleased to have the chance to say hello to Mara Jacoby. Hi, Mara.
Hi, how are you?
I am great. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good.
Did I pronounce your name correctly, firstly?
Yes.
I did.
You did.
Good, because we've not spoken on the phone before. We've emailed back and forth, but we haven't spoken, so it's nice to hear your voice.
Thank you for having me on today.
Well, let's talk a little bit. I know one of the things that you have as one of your, in your skill set bag, if I can put it that way, you do a lot of workshops and work with young people as a youth development specialist with peer pressure and really helping them develop life skills. I'm curious, Mara, I have not been a teenager for many, many, many years, but do you think, has peer pressure changed much over the years?
Well, I think peer pressure has remained the same with a lot of the buzz, you know, issues as it relates to drugs and alcohol and promiscuity, body image. But I think what's changed today is the exposure that our youth have at a very early age because of the internet and technology that they have to so many issues before they're developmentally ready to even handle or understand what they're viewing. And that just adds such an added pressure to the lives of our young people, and especially when they're at such a young age and they don't understand what they're hearing or what they're seeing, but they often associate it with looking or appearing or doing, you know, things to fit in with others. And that's what's really, I think, a newer challenge for us, especially as we really look at children as young as 4, 5, and 6 who feel such a great pressure to look a certain way in terms of body image, or certainly to appear sexy. I know this past summer there was a song on the radio, and my son actually came home from camp, and he said to me at the age of 6, what does sexy mean? So these are the kinds of questions that we're getting, not just because there's a natural curiosity, but because they're bombarded by it in our popular culture.
Well, absolutely, Mara. I'm sitting here nodding my head. Not that you can see that, but as you're talking, I'm thinking back to when I was in junior high, as they called it then. Now it's middle school, of course, or high school. And I agree wholeheartedly. I mean, it being a teenager has never been easy, but boy, I think it is certainly a lot tougher now in terms of the media. And when you mention the internet, which, of course, we didn't have then, the first word that popped into my mind is bullying.
Yeah.
Because that aspect of bullying did not exist. And now, oh my goodness.
Yeah, for many of the youth, it's as if they don't look the part. They, you know, can't be part of the group. And, you know, one of the activities that I always like to begin with in a lot of the presentations is to really brainstorm with youth about what it means to have a high status or what it means to be cool today. And, you know, what a lot of the teens will say to me, or pre-adolescents will say, is like, it's about the kind of hair that you have, it's about the kind of car you drive, it's about what kind of cell phone you own. So it's a very materialistic world, and these are the things that they're looking at that, you know, deem them as having this high status, high popularity. And of course, if you don't have all of those things aesthetically or materialistically, that leaves you feeling like you can't be part of the group.
Now, tell us about the workshops that you do. You're down in New Jersey, is that right?
Yes, I am in Bergen County, New Jersey, and I actually started my career teaching sexuality education and for a nonprofit organization. And then I, over the years, started to work more independently and now consult with two companies that I have. One is working in the Jewish community, teaching sexuality education and life skills, and the other is in the mainstream world, teaching all aspects of youth development and life skills. And it's keeping me pretty busy, and I think, you know, what took me by surprise is, while my intention and most of my work has been focusing on working with youth, I continue to get so many calls from parents saying, we need help too. We can't figure out how to raise our kids today because we don't know what to do. So
sure, because it's a fast-moving world.
That's true. So true.
Now, life skills. When you say life skills, what do you mean in terms of what you train or teach either parents on or kids in?
Sure. So because my background really started in the field of sexuality, I'm a certified sexuality educator. I know that can be a hot issue for a lot of people, but what I think it's important to recognize is that this isn't always about the sex part of it that people hear, but about the youality, and it's about who you are. And sexuality really covers five elements, and one of those pieces is body image. And so some of the workshops that I offer are talking to young people about body image and just general awareness and becoming really good critics of the media so they can understand the messages that they're seeing as it relates to their own real lives, not, you know, those that they're seeing on TV and reality TV. Another aspect of sexuality is about intimacy, and intimacy is not just that physical closeness that we might share with someone else, but it's also about the relationships that we have with other people. And this is really where, you know, I started to do more and more of my work in the field of bullying, because so much of our relationships today and so much of what's happened is people really need help and support, especially in our schools and with their young people, you know, figuring out what's a healthy relationship, what's not. And where does it really cross that line to becoming more aggressive behavior that we know as bullying? And then, of course, gender identity is a big piece of who we are and figuring out our role in this world. And so some of my workshops are talking to boys and girls about the confusing messages that they get when it relates to who they are and how they identify themselves. And then there's the sexual health and reproductive piece, where I can go into schools and do presentations on sexually transmitted infections and preventing pregnancy, really encouraging young people to wait and understand what the difference is between love and lust. And then finally, sexualization, which is the darker side of sexuality. And this is really where it becomes so important for our young people to understand, especially when I say young people, our children, to understand how to protect their bodies to prevent sexual abuse.
And so you are brought into many school systems to talk to their student body?
Yes. You know, a lot of the private schools like to hire me because they don't necessarily follow the same public mandates that states are required to follow in a public school. So because the health teachers, if they have one, have a little bit more leeway, or they're looking for somebody to come in and work more intensively, but they're also on a different kind of timeline, they'll have me come in. But I also do a lot of programs for synagogues and community centers and libraries. I also work, you know, closely now with a lot of summer camps doing staff trainings for their summer camp staff, and I'll be speaking next month at the American Camp Association in Pennsylvania. So kind of called here, there, and everywhere.
Yes.
That there are youth.
Now, do most public schools, and this may vary from state to state, speaking with Mara Jacoby, youth development specialist, we'll give her website and contact information in just a moment. It may vary from state to state, but do you know if most states allow or encourage sex ed in their public schools?
Well, you know, it really is a state-by-state, you know, case. And I know this morning I just happened to read that only 20 states actually mandate HIV or sex education as it relates to teaching contraception. So it's not every state. It is, you know, a state-by-state case. And, of course, many of them have opt-out, you know, abilities for the parents if they don't want their children to participate in such classes. But, you know, really, I think that most of the time when people call me, it's not necessarily to go over, to be honest with you, sexually transmitted infections and pregnancy prevention, but a lot of times people feel most comfortable starting off talking about relationships. And I always say, well, talking about healthy relationships, it's so easy. Let's talk about the hard stuff. And that's where the bullying piece really comes in as well.
That's where you come in, when it's the hard stuff, Mara.
Yes.
Exactly.
The stuff that, you know, there's a whole language now associated with understanding what aggression and bullying is about. And I think so many of our youth and our educators and our parents all need to understand what this language is, because it's confusing. Depending on the state you live in, depending on the laws, and of course each community has their own way of helping children learn, you know, how to get help, where to get help. So we're really at a time now where I think it's just so critical that we're all on the same page and understanding how to protect our youth, and that our youth themselves know where they can get help and when they can get help when it comes to bullying situations.
Well, in our remaining minutes, and we have just a few minutes left, Mara, what would you say to a parent or a grandparent listening right now who is concerned about his or her son or daughter, grandson, granddaughter, in terms of that little one being bullied? And, you know, it can be horrible for the student, for the youth. It's just as bad for the parents because they don't know what to do. So what advice do you give to the parents?
I think that we really need to let our children know that we're there for them. We also need to really help our children recognize other adults in their lives that can help them. And we, you know, as parents sometimes always want to be the ones to go in and save the day and take care of everything. But our youth also need to know that they have other adults in their lives that they can turn to if they don't always feel comfortable coming to you as a parent. And obviously you want to sit down with your child. And this is, you know, of course done best when they are younger, so that these are the kinds of messages that they're growing up with. And really brainstorm who are the other adults in your life that you can go to if you do have a problem. And I can tell you that one of the largest studies that was done in 2010 actually interviewed thousands of youth and they asked them, what were the most helpful things that somebody else in your life could do when you're being bullied? And the answers that these students provided were things like, spend time with me at school, talk to me, you know, during the day, help me get away and out of the situation, called me at home and encouraged me. And I think these particular youth just don't want to feel alone. And for everybody out there whose child may not be bullied, I think it's our responsibility to help our own children understand that they all have a role to play in helping others out, whether or not they are friends with the person. You can still say hi. You can still invite somebody to sit with you at lunch. You can still, you know, tell an adult if you see something wrong. And those are really the skills that become so critical for being a good person and the kinds of values I think we should all strive to instill in our children.
That's right. And that's a perfect way to wrap it up. Thank you. Coming full circle, Mara, in terms of talking about the life skills, and you just nailed it with that one, because you just described a couple right there. Mara Jacoby, Youth Development Specialist, Bullying, Sex Ed, Peer Pressure, Life Skills. She's got all those bases covered. Could you share your website, please?
Sure. I have two. And the first one is www.jloveandvalues.com, and the J is for Jewish, love and values, and it's all one word. And the second website is www.askmaranow.com.
And can folks actually ask you questions?
Absolutely. I get, you know, questions from young people and parents often, and I do really respond. It's me. And they can also find me on Facebook at capital JLOVE and values.
And again, the other one is Ask Mara, MARA, AskMaraNow.com. Mara, thank you so much. I have a sister who lives in Leonia, New Jersey.
Oh, yes. That's right next door.
Yes. You mentioned Bergen. Yes. So
yes.
We like that part of New Jersey. Well, we like the whole state of New Jersey, of course. Mara, thank you so much for joining us. We'd love to keep in touch with you. And thank you for all the great work that you're doing for the young people and their families. Pretty important.
Thank you, for sure, and thank you so much for having me today.
Have a great day.
Okay, take care.
We will take a break, and we'll be back. We'll have some open phones when we return. Our number is 1-888-574-2723. If there's anything on your mind, we are here for you right on the Talk of Connecticut. Stay with me.
WDR.